Radharani, one of her favorite services that she likes to offer to Krishna is to feed him butter, makanchur. Generally he steals butter, which represents the solidified love of the elderly gopis. It's the full presentation of their vatsalya, their parental motherly love for Krishna. Because Krishna's mother is but one, Yashoda. So she gets the rare and singular privilege of offering her stan, her breast, to the mouth of Gopal. But all the ladies in Braj, all the elderly married ladies with children, all the Gopa mothers, all Krishna's Gopa friends, all the mothers, they love Krishna more than their own son. And they would, there's nothing that would be more fulfilling to their hearts and make their lives fruitful than to offer their breasts, because the breast is the symbol of motherhood. Because breast represents security, nourishment, fulfillment, life itself for the baby. So this is his beginning. He begins there and finds his peace there and growth and everything. So they wanted to offer their breast milk to Krishna, but they were not able to do that because they were not Yashoda. So they thought what to do. Somehow we want to feed this beautiful boy. So then they would collect the best cow's milk from their best cows, black cows. It said, we saw Gurudev Srila Prabhupada, he said that a black cow, a solid black cow, Kali or Jamuna, Kalindi, Jamuna, Kali, Shami, all these black cows of Krishna, they give the taste, much more tasty milk than a white cow. How it is, I can't say, maybe more sun beats down on their back because they're black. They absorb more sun and it makes more oil in their body, and they absorb all that and extra vitamins and minerals and produces richer, tastier, thicker milk. Anyway, it's said like that amongst cow people. Black cows make more tasty milk. So they would, these gopis would collect milk from these sham guy, Kalindi guy, Sham guy, Jamuna guy, and make this nice yogurt. And then they would churn the yogurt into butter and store it in a kumbha. Because a kumbha is like a breast. Kumbha, kumbha, shushtani, shasta, shasta, mandani. Radharani's glorified. The globe like orb of her stan are compared to kumbha. So they would, since they couldn't offer their breast directly to Gopal, the ladies in Gokul, then they put all this yogurt and they churned it into butter and they kept it in the kumbha. Right? Miti kumbha. It's miti kumbha, sana kumbha, and tamra kumbha, so many types of kumbhas. So then Krishna, to reciprocate with them, he went there to steal their butter, makanchur. Gopal Makanchur. And this was his regular activity. This was his Mangal program, his auspicious Mangal Arati. He would accept his Mangal Arati. What does Krishna do during Mangal Arati? He accepts the worship of his devotees. Is that correct? Do you agree with that? So Krishna comes to the temple and he accepts our worship. Mama Mandire. Rahanishidine. Mama Mandire Rahanishidine. Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. So the heart is a temple, and those who surrender to the Lord enshrine the Lord in the temple of their heart. Those that are not surrendered to the Lord, they enshrine some person of the material world in their heart. Husband enshrines his wife. Lord enshrines his heart and worships her there with every ounce of his energy. The wife enshrines her husband in her heart and worships the ishta of her heart, her husband, with every drop of her energy. So a devotee enshrines Bhagavan in his heart and worships Krishna with every ounce of his strength and every drop of his energy. So the gopis in their butter storeroom, they have kept all this butter that they've churned specifically for Gopal. Pranandananda, Nandalal, and they're hoping that. So, Krishna, during Mangal Arati, Krishna goes to the homes of the gopis and accepts their worship. just like he comes to the temple and accepts our worship. Is it right? We offer Agarbhati and Dhoop. Agarbhati and Deep and Fool, Chamar, all these things, and some Misty. We offer some. Sometimes we offer Makkhan and Mystery, sugar, candy, and butter. You see in some temples like Dalji. So he comes in Mangalarti and he accepts the puja, right, Ananda? Krishna's there and you do a Mangalarti, he accepts the puja. So he comes into the houses of the gopis and he accepts their offerings. Arti means the offering, and Krishna accepts, hopefully. So he comes into he steals into their house, and that's quite a Mangalarti, when Krishna steals into your house to accept your offerings. So he stealthily enters their houses, goes to the storerooms, and takes all the butter out of their kumbha. So the kumbha is them, is their stan, and the butter is their matsalya love, their motherly love. And he steals their love. This is Krishna, his reciprocation. So Krishna loves butter, makkhan, sure. He loves it so much, he steals it. But is it butter that he loves? Or is it... Is he thirsty for butter? No, he's Krishna for praying. He's praying Krishna. Krishna means thirst, and praying means love, divine love, dedication, surrender. Charm, beauty, and sweetness rolled into one. Ananda Bhagavan ki jai ho, Bhagavan ki jai ho. Hare Krishna. Nandalal ki jai. Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Vallabha. Yashoda Nandana Gopi Jana Vallabha. Yashoda Nandana ki. Nandalal ki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Krishna, he's thirsty for praying. The gopis are keeping their praying and the butter that they're churning in his name. Right? The gopis are keeping their praying and the butter they've churned in his name. Because when they're churning butter, they're singing, Yashomati Nandana Brajavaranagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. So Krishna likes too much to eat butter. So Radharani, like the gopis, she also likes to feed butter to Krishna. Sometimes she carries butter in her hands to serve Krishna. She churns this butter and yava, and she carries it in her hands. Mother-in-law Jatila said, "Where are you going with that butter?" And she says, "Oh, I'm going somewhere." So, "No, I know. I think you're going to take that butter and give it to Nandalal. And you stay here. Put that butter in the refrigerator. You stay here. You can't take that butter. I don't want you taking any butter out of this house." So then she thinks, "Oh, what to do?" So she talks to her sakis, Lita Saki, Vishaka Saki. "I want to take butter. I can't live if I can't feed my butter to Krishna. This restriction of my mother-in-law is killing me." So then the gopi said, "Listen, I'll tell you what you do. You get the butter and you put it behind your head, on top of your head, and take your hair and you pull your hair back like this, and you put it over the butter from the top and the sides, and then you put a pin in the back, and it just looks like a hairdo. And then you'll be able to sneak by Jatila and give your butter to Krishna." So Radharani thought, "This is a very good idea. Very, very good idea." So for several days, Radharani was smuggling butter. She was smuggling butter out of her house, her mother-in-law's house in Jatila, and delivering it to Krishna in Terakadamba, underneath the Kadamba tree. At 6:30 in the morning, Krishna was relishing that so nice, sweet butter. No salt added. Just pure butter. I don't even know what it tastes like unless you make your own. Right? So then, somehow or other, Jatila has eyes like a vulture. She noticed that something's funny here. And she caught Radharani and said, "Hey, now you're trying to smuggle butter out by under your hairdo." So she said, "No, you can't take any more butter to Krishna." Radharani became very sad, and she was crying and very upset. "Why, how can I live? Krishna loves butter and he loves my butter the most. And if I can't give Krishna butter, I might as well die. Saki, what can I do?" So then the gopi said, "Listen, you can put two lumps of butter in each hand and just close your hands. And you can go out and you can smuggle butter to Krishna this way." So then Radharani did that, and then she got caught. And she said, "Oh, this is terrible. If I can't offer butter to Krishna, Krishna won't be happy and he won't have any energy to run with the cows. How can I get butter to Krishna?" So then the gopi said, "Listen, you can put some butter in your cheeks. You put butter in your cheeks, and then when you meet Krishna, you can give it directly. And this will be the best butter he ever had in his life." This is actually the origin of the phrase buttering someone up. You butter someone up means you encourage them to take your position. You flatter them and glorify them. You butter them up. So they suggested you store the butter in your mouth and you can smuggle it out of your house past the roving eyes of Jatila, the all-gazing glance of your suspicious and envious mother-in-law, and deliver it to your beloved Priyatam and Terakadamba. So she did that, but then this lady Jatila is too much investigator, private eye type. She detected a puffiness in Radharani's cheek. And the psyche said, no, she's chewing pan. She says, "So much pan." Tila said, "That much pan? This cheek is like boom, and this cheek is like boom." So she got caught. So this is a very bad situation. So Krishna thought of some way that he could receive his butter. So then he disguised himself in one of his innumerable female costumes. Snuck in the house of Jatila and met Radharani and satisfied his heart's desire to relish the makan churned directly by the hands of Srimati Radharani.